When Raven Pen Air filed for bankruptcy in early April, rural communities across Alaska were left with cuts in service. Bristol Bay was left with no commercial service at all. Alaska Air normally starts flying to the region June 1st, but this spring it began on May 18th. It's aiming for year-round service to the region. But the airline has struggled to regulate its schedule. I experienced this myself. When I was making plans to come to Dillingham, I booked a flight from Portland to Anchorage and then on to Dillingham June 2nd. But about a week before my trip, I got an email saying that my flight was now headed from Portland to Seattle, Seattle to Anchorage, with no flight to Dillingham. When I called Alaska Airlines about my missing flight to Dillingham, the customer service representative told me that it looked like even day flights to Dillingham had been canceled for a couple of weeks. I wasn't alone. Around when my flights were changed, fishermen and locals started posting about canceled and rerouted flights on social media. Greg Marksmiller, a Dillingham fisherman, says flights he had purchased for his crew members were pushed back twice. He wasn't notified either time.
I just heard rumors and I went to check my accounts and they'd been changed.
In a normal year, delayed and canceled flights are frustrating. But during a pandemic, when the state and communities are requiring travel permits or two-week quarantines, the last-minute changes mean tighter schedules for pre-season fishing preparation.
The idea would be that they'd be finished with quarantine by now and that we could be doing work, you know, going and getting things and stuff like that, and that's just not going to happen. It's just more delivery, things like that, and having other people help us out.
Greg Marksmiller says the delays changed his preseason. Things are okay, he says, but not ideal, and they're needing to get help from friends to get everything together on time. Jamie O'Connor is Dillingham's public information officer and also set nets in Ekuk. This spring, she had multiple flights bumped. Alaska Air representatives told her there hadn't been any schedule changes, adding to the confusion. O'Connor ended up traveling to the Bay almost a week later than she had planned.
We're trying to find the best schedule to meet demand, and we're still working through that.
That's Alaska Air spokesperson Tim Thompson.
We loaded a schedule based on historically what we've traditionally flown. With the loss of another air carrier in there, we actually enhanced the schedule and brought in more capacity to meet the anticipated demand. That demand did not show. So in order to right-size the amount of aircraft that we're flying in, we had to make some adjustments to the schedule.
Thompson apologized for the disrupted travel plans, saying that Alaska Air's goal is to provide year-round service to the Bay, and that they're still working out what that schedule will look like.
Right now, the fall and winter schedule are just very fluid.
According to Alaska Air's online scheduler, both the Anchorage to Dillingham and Anchorage to King Salmon route started running at least once a day June 10th. In Dillingham, I'm Sage Smiley.